16. Books. Dialogue. I wish I could write and express myself the way some authors do.
Why can't you? What's stopping you? You've heard that proverb, haven't you? Every journey starts with the first step.
That's easy to say, but where do I start?
How about with a pen and paper? What sort of books do you like? What sort of stories do you read?
I really like adventure stories and have read a lot about exploration and archaeology.
There should be no shortage of ideas in those subjects. There have been plenty of good books written, in both fact and fiction, that combine the two.
So, what do I do? How do I start writing a book?
Well, the first thing you need is to work out the general plot for the story. Then you need to settle on the time and the place and develop a picture of your main characters.
You're assuming I would be writing a fiction story.
Yes. If it's not fiction, then your first steps would have to be in research. You would need to assemble as many facts as you can and study the people involved.
No, I think I will go for fiction. That sounds easier.
Little do you know. Fiction writing can be more difficult than fact, because to be any good, the fiction has to be as realistic as real life.
I thought fiction was just make-believe and would be easier to write.
What I suggest is that you start with short stories. You could even start with children's books.
Like the Harry Potter books. They were written for kids.
Why not? She started writing those books on her kitchen. And now J.K. Rowling is one of the best paid authors alive.
She must have been very lucky.
It's not a matter of luck. It's a matter of having an imagination, of having the discipline and determination to stick at it, and wanting to write for your readers.
They make us read a lot of classic books at school, books by Charles Dickens and plays by Shakespeare.
Most of that is heavy going. The writing is dated, and that sort of English isn't used today. They aren't very good books to use as models for modern writing.